come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So I think sometimes when we think about affordable housing, which is a problem everywhere, it's everywhere across the state right now. Certainly, I think sometimes, though, the association goes with urban areas, but that is not true. I've talked to people in Appleton and Green Bay, and certainly here in Waukesha, having enough affordable housing for people to live in is an issue that affects communities all over Wisconsin. And so here to talk about some of the projects that are happening and the mission of Habitat for Humanity is the Director of Development and Marketing for Habitat of Humanity of Waukesha County, Brett Poloquin.
You nailed it.
So welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's always a great opportunity to be able to share our mission, especially over, you know, the airwaves where, you know, people from all over the place are listening.
So. Absolutely. So I've always known that Habitat for Humanity also works within the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like first the assumption for a lot of people when they first, their first association with Habitat for Humanity is building houses in, like when Haiti got hit by the terrible hurricane earthquake back in 2005. How long ago was that? Was a while ago. But has it always, did it start abroad and then come to the U.S., or has it always been an international program or organization that has local chapters everywhere?
So it started here in the U.S.,
okay.
started in Georgia. There was a small kind of commune farm where they built affordable housing there. And, you know, people kind of just collaborated to build homegrown houses, you know, right on that property. And then it, you know, kind of spread throughout the United States. And then, yes, it did expand internationally. And I would agree with you. People do kind of associate that with us a lot of the time. But, you know, we're just as prolific within the United States, especially, as you said, in urban communities, but also in what I would call, you know, Waukesha County is sort of an urban-rural mixture.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
We don't necessarily have, cities everywhere, but in some farmsteads and things like that. But affordable housing is an equal issue across both.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what would you say, besides maybe that assumption, but what else would surprise people about Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, a couple things. For one, you know, I think people assume that we're all kind of working together. And we are working together to an extent, but we do kind of cover a service area. So, you know, Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha County covers exactly that, Waukesha County. You know, all the fundraising we do goes directly back into Waukesha County. We're not really, you know, paying the big Habitat in the Sky, short of just some administrative fees and stuff like that. But, you know, it allows us to, you know, understand the community that we work in and really dramatically apply unique solutions to that community as opposed to kind of just some kind of general, you know, Habitat branded, we're going to build a house and be done.
And so, because what I think is really interesting is back end of August, you guys broke ground on a new subdivision.
Yep.
That is going to be, how many units ultimately will there be in there?
There'll be 20 units there.
And so, you know, I think living in Milwaukee, I feel like you throw a stone in any of the given neighborhoods and there's some new luxury apartment building that some developer is developing. And, you know, they look very nice. The new timber building, the Ascent building's very beautiful. But what does it look like with negotiating with the city and working with the city to compete with those kinds of developers? You're like, this is needed. We have a population that can't afford those. So we need to be able to build this kind of community subdivision housing. And is there a competition with more capitalist developers, or is there land that is specifically held for programs like Habitat to be able to build housing that is necessary, or what does that process look like?
Sure. So here in Waukesha County, we work very, very collaboratively with the city and the county. In fact, I would refer to them as probably our biggest advocates. You know, they're constantly hunting out opportunities for us to, kind of put down, you know, more and more affordable housing units There is definitely competition with you know, some of our for-profit builders. But at the same time, you know, for-profit building can, you know, find areas like where Dominica Park is at tremendously difficult to make profitable. So, you know, the interest there is, you know, sometimes we have to kind of find those, I don't want to, you know, say they're bad plots of land, but like the ones that aren't necessarily going to work out for a for-profit builder. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to have that opportunity come with Dominica Park. And I think there's more opportunities here in Waukesha County for those types of things. But it has to be a collaborative effort.
So. Absolutely. And so speaking more about this big project, because I'm assuming this is the big project for you guys right now.
It sure is.
And so when is it expected to be done?
So we'll be working on it for the next three to 4 years. I think we kind of anticipate finishing it in 2026, you know, possibly early 2026. Yeah.
And then how, for the people who end up living in a house built by Habitat, what surprises about the people who end up living in the houses that get built or homes that get built?
Sure. You know, so something that I would say characterizes a lot of our homeowners is, you know, they sit inside of this sort of middle ground of 30 to 80% of the area in median income. You know, so that's oftentimes referred to in surveys as ALICE, which is asset limited, income constrained, but employed. You know, so these are people who they're fulfilling all of the societal obligations that we kind of associate that our parents did and you know, allowed them to purchase a house or you know, have a car loan or those types of things. But these people are inside of that 30 to 80% area median income, and they, you know, simply can't qualify for an affordable home loan, or, you know, simply there's no affordable housing there. You know, the average single family home here in Waukesha County runs for about $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
But even based on the area median income, $250,000 is what's considered affordable. That being, you know, 30% or less of their yearly income. So, you know, people aren't even coming close to $400,000.
Yeah.
In that realm. So, you know, these people are extremely hardworking. Like I said, they're kind of, you know, they're regular everyday members of the community. These are not like, you know, homeless or destitute people. They are the person that sits next to you at the office in some cases. And we're simply, you know, providing a hand up to them so that they have that opportunity for home ownership that, you know, I think is escaping us in terms of, you know, looking at the American dream. So,
and Brett, they have to put sweat equity into this project too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They put about 200 hours of sweat equity into building their house
Wow.
themselves, you know, and that goes a long way in terms of that pride of knowing that I, you know, helped, because how many of us can say that we, you know, helped build our home?
Nope.
I mean, I know I certainly feel that way now with some of the maintenance I do on it, but, but at the end of the day, to know that, you know, you quite literally put the studs in the walls and the drywall up. Yeah, that goes a long way with pride as well as a deeper understanding of, you know, what goes into building a house and what goes into, you know, the hard work that volunteers are putting forward for you. So,
absolutely. And so shifting gears a little bit, how does Restore work? Because that's separate than actually building the houses, right?
Sure. You're talking about the Restore location?
Restore, yes, sorry. Yes. No, Restore, okay. Restore.
yeah, so we have this excellent store location where we kind of take in donated merchandise. And, you know, I would refer to us as kind of like a, you know, a thrifty Home Depot.
Okay.
There's some free branding for Home Depot.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, people kind of bring their, you know, home improvement supplies that they might have left over in their garage for things, or we get a lot of appliances and furniture, and they're, you know, they're marked down at a steep, steep discount, and then there's sales on top of that. And so, you know, on top of providing affordable housing, I would like to say that we're, you know, providing affordable, you know, home
yeah.
improvement solutions as
so
well.
So if you're someone who wants to donate,
mm-hmm.
what, you know, because sometimes we hear about goodwill, like what they will or will not take. So what's kind of the threshold as far as being used? Obviously, it still has to work, but what kind of stuff do you guys take?
Yeah, so, you know, gently used is kind of our criteria. We don't want any rips, tears, or stains in things. You know, nothing that's going to affect its performance, like you said. And then oftentimes with, like, building materials, if it's only a small quantity, it's usually probably not worth, you know, throwing on a shelf in there. I don't know what I would do with, like, 3 or 4 tiles, you know, so...
an art project?
Yeah, an art project, which we do get some customers like that, so... but I'm not encouraging people to bring us their loose tile.
But what, I mean, what about Brett? I mean, I have tools from my father that are still really good working tools. Do you take stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, in fact, I would say kind of our tool and hardware section is sort of a hidden gem in a lot of ways where, you know, we get a lot of general contractors who come in or, you know, kind of even the hobbyists and crafty people who come in and they'll find, you know, incredible stuff. That's from like 1920. In fact, you know, this is not tools or hardware, but we did receive like a phonograph the one day and I was just like blown away. We literally cranked it to play and it played like the Army theme song or something like
that.
Oh,
that's so cool.
The real Army theme song, not the one from the commercial. So
so then last question, and we only have about a minute left, but if people want to volunteer, do they just need a hammer? But like, what do you look for when you need volunteers to come help out?
Yeah, you know, we look for a lot of different, we look for people kind of all different shapes and sizes and skill sets. You know, the ReStore needs volunteers as well. Our construction volunteers, people come from their kind of one-time, unskilled volunteers who we can teach to do something pretty, you know, quickly within 30 or 40 minutes to, you know, we have some retired folks who, you know, spent 20 years with We Energies and they're able to wire a whole house.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, somewhere between there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to our website and, you know, ask to, you know, sign up and we'll get you
get
going
more information.
There.
HabitatWaukesha.org.
Yep.
All right. Brett Poloquin. Sorry. See, we talked about this at the break. Brett Poloquin, Director of Development and Marketing for Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha County. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take another break. Stay with us.
I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.